morning.
It's noisy.
It's also 7:48 on Tuesday, February the 21st, 2017. It's a breezy morning. It's a lovely April morning. Given that it's February, it's a particularly lovely April morning. Little breeze, it's a little chilly. Ambience 58, probably wind chill around 40. Yeah, it's that breezy. But a lovely day nevertheless. Sunny skies. Deep blue. Just a thumbnail sliver of a moon up there. Well, it's a whole moon. It just you only see the little leading edge that is illuminated by the sun. My nose apparently is running. I haven't had breakfast. I have had coffee. I got big plans for the day. We'll see how well they work out. One of the things I'm going to start doing is I loaded up a time tracker, and then I had to shut it off because I don't want it to be dinging while I'm walking, and it's going to kick in at 8. So yeah, I don't want the additional work of having to merge the files together, so I shut it off. I have to remember to turn it back on when I get back. See if we can't get this party started. We'll see if we can't get this thing on the road. Had a good session with my therapist yesterday. She was very, very supportive, very complimentary. And it turns out I have a serious problem with compliments, so that was grist for the mill. Part of it is I'm sure the imposter syndrome. It's like, well, I'm not really. But objectively, going on objectively measurable results, yeah, it's hard to argue that the compliments that I get are unjustified, even though I have a hard time accepting them. So I've got a bunch of inside work to do in my head. I got a bunch of outside work to do. I got several tasks I need to get accomplished today, things that I've been putting off. The first mile thinking. I turned the music off this morning so I could listen to the world. Listen to the wind blow. Listen to the birds chirp. Listen to the odd wind chime here and there. I'm not actually hearing the wind blowing through the trees. I'm being rustled by the wind. There's a jet up there somewhere. Ooh, that wind is really, really is whistling. I got it at my back, so it's not too bad. I think it'll probably stay at my back until I make that final countdown, heading toward the barn. My legs are sore yesterday. That surprised me. Last night, my calves were tightened up. My thighs hurt. I really don't. Today's Tuesday. Oh, okay. Yeah, Monday was the first day I walked in a couple of days, I suppose. That makes sense. And I did sort of push along yesterday. I'm pushing along today too because I want to get back. I want to get breakfast. I want to get the day going. I needed to come up with a topic for my monthly column in the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers newsletter, assuming that the new administration of the newsletter doesn't change it substantially. They should have sent a reminder out. Although I guess the reminders come out on the 25th. I was going to say they should have sent a reminder out yesterday. But I talked to the head of programs on the Western Slope, on the Front Range, Western Slope. That's the other side of the mountain. On Saturday, and she said that with the departure of the current editor, the newsletter has fallen to the group collective hands of the communications department. So we'll see. Not having someone to hold the ball, to hold the bag, means that there's nobody holding the bag. Which gives me, having worked in organizations where there was no one holding the bag, basically means no person is actually responsible. So bags have a tendency to go missing. We'll see. This is one task that I am not going to volunteer for. To begin with, I really hate PDF. And they always distributed a PDF. I don't know why, but they do. I hate PDF because it doesn't flow. I hate PDF because it's difficult to manage on my screen. And it doesn't flow is probably the reason that they're using PDF, so that they can keep everything all lined up the way they think it should go. Because it's more important to do for it to be what they want it to see rather than what the reader wants to see, which is one of those little record needle scratch items for me. So anyway, I've got to write 500 words for the column today. And since I already have it pretty much done for another monk post, I'm going to repurpose segment of a post that I made that's currently in my Notes from the Underground collection on marketing. So it shouldn't be too difficult. It shouldn't take up too much time. Certainly less than a half an hour, probably more like 15 minutes. I've got to go. I'm so proud of myself. I did a grocery run yesterday. I got a lot of groceries. And I got home and found out that, in spite of the fact that I had just been to the pharmacy called 5 minutes before I walked in the door, "Your prescription is ready for pickup." You couldn't have said anything while I was standing there. You couldn't have let me know that there was a prescription in the process of being filled while I was actually buying the one that I was picking up. I could have stopped by at the end of my shop and picked that up instead of making a separate trip. Of course, it really doesn't matter because I have to go. I have to go and get something to fix for dinner. So I gotta go again today anyway. But that's a half an hour, 45 minutes that requires a break in concentration. And those are the things that I'm trying to avoid. Those are the things that I'm trying to minimize. To find a time slot, 2 or 3 hours, where I can be pretty much guaranteed I'm not going to be bothered. It used to be 9 to 11 and 1 to 3. And those probably are pretty good hours if I can get back, get breakfast, get this posted before 9 o'clock. I'm definitely going to be shooting for 9 o'clock. I've also set an alarm to do my meditation early in the day, so I get reminded at 11. So at 11 o'clock, I'll do my meditation and then probably fix lunch and take a little break from whatever I'm doing over the course of the day, and then go back to it at 1 o'clock and work from 1 to 3. Today I have to fix dinner at 3 o'clock because the kid has to go to work at 5, which means she doesn't get dinner. So I have to feed her before she goes, and rather than make two meal times, one at 4:15 and one at 5 o'clock, or 4:15 and 5:15 is probably more likely. I need to come up with something that I can make that she can eat when she's ready to go. Maybe I'll bake a pot of chili. That would be good. Okay, that decision was easy. I'll make a pot of chili. I've got some tortilla chips for a little crunch. Yeah. That'll be good for a couple days, so. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, that problem solved. Let's see what else we think about today. Oh, I have to keep track of... My wife's got a big schedule today, too. She has to leave early. So, yeah, that'll work out. A pot of chili and give her something to eat before she goes to choir rehearsal. The wind has blown my hood. It's irritating. It hasn't blown it onto my head. It's just blown it up. So it's standing up behind me, behind my head. And while it's nice, it's breaking the wind. It's also irritating. I'm apparently easily irritated today. We're having a conversation about the nebulas, about what science fiction and fantasy writers of America can offer to an indie author. They have all these programs that they think are helping, that they think are falling into the category of promotional activities. And yeah, they are. It's just that they're not particularly effective promotional activities. For example, we have a group subscription to NetGalley, and if you submit your book to NetGalley, then people who are looking for advanced reader copies can get copies of the book from NetGalley. And then maybe they'll post reviews on NetGalley. I'm not exactly sure where else they're going to post reviews. They clearly are not posting them on Amazon, because when they're in NetGalley, they are not on Amazon. It's like, that was the impetus, that was the key for my, what am I going to write for my column for Occupant Fiction Writers? And there's a conversation going around. It's like, you know, these are all wonderful. They've got a featured book list, where if you go and visit the CIFWA website, you'll see there are featured books, and there are featured authors, and nobody goes to CIFWA. No reader goes to CIFWA to look for a book to read. It's just... it's just short-sighted. And the problem is that, yeah, there probably are a few. There's probably like one, two a month, maybe. I'd really like to see the statistics on those individual books' pages in the featured author and featured title. And I'd really like to see some click-through. Yeah, they go and they look at it. But do they buy it? No, I don't know. We don't have any data. My instinct, which could easily be mistaken, is no, I don't buy it. Because largely I don't think they go and look. I think the level of traffic that people are talking about here as being satisfactory is 5 or 10 a week. Maybe 5 or 10 a month. It's a lot of work for a very limited payoff. This is not promotion. This is vanity. This is book trailer stuff. Stuff that you do that makes you feel good but doesn't actually do anything. And the subject of the nebulas came up. And no, why would I submit a book to them? I have nominated indie titles for nebulas, but they never make the short list. I'm not terribly surprised. I don't submit my own books. And the books that I have submitted haven't made the short list. Okay. The reality is I don't submit my own books because winning a Nebula Award, while nice, while pleasant, while important to pretty much nobody, would give me a little bit of added visibility for a week or two, but the value of the Nebula, it goes to traditionally published authors or authors who are seeking traditional publication, because that's something that they can put in cover letters for the rest of their lives. And, okay, fine. I don't really send out a lot of cover letters. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.